Logan and Rebel use an embarrassing amount of F-bombs. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat those cheeks.
They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in. Better lock up your liquor and keep your women mean. Better find you a basement. It's the worst storm you ever seen.
Well, hi there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Looking Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Pyatt.
And I'm Rebel.
Quiet in here.
It is. It does seem eerily quiet. I think usually there's more traffic outside.
Well, it's Sunday morning, for those of you who don't know. We are coming at you sort of kind of live on a beautiful Sunday morning from Fairfax, Missouri. It's 8:45.
How are we...
Ground's wet. Reb and I decided to meet today because possibly be back in the field tomorrow. You never know. Tis the season, bud.
Yeah, it is supposed to be warm and windy today and then just keep being warm and windy all week. Things are starting to get, they're going to be getting real.
The wind doesn't blow this time of year.
I hope you're ready because you don't look ready.
What do you mean?
Things are getting ready to get real and this is your season.
You haven't seen me this ready in a long time.
Of all the seasons, I would say spraying season is your season where you really tank.
Really tank?
Your emotions.
Oh, well, yeah. It's
where you get the most down.
It's the most stressful, for sure.
Because you always got your rubber gloves on, you got some kind of chemical on you.
And walking back and forth, Pacing, on the phone.
And well, you got no time. It's the season. Of all the seasons you're busy, which there are many, this one is the one we all remember.
Well, certainly the most stressful, because it's not like dry or anhydrous, fertilizer season, because you can't screw up with fertilizer. If you put on the wrong thing on that field, it's not like it's going to kill it. You screw up with chemical, bud, you're dealing with people's livelihood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Plus,
do that too many times, insurance company has to get involved, and they drop you. And then
that's what I was going to say.
It's a snowball effect.
It's the one you guys are held most accountable for, because if there's a fertilizer mix up, you're like, oh no, hell, it.
Prove it.
Yeah. Rain probably washed it off. But when there's a chemical mix up, then you pretty much are responsible for paying for the damage.
Perfect 100-foot swath of dead corn. Then, yeah, I'm in trouble. So
then you get out your old wallet. What's it going to take to make this go away?
Yeah. What is it going to take for you just diss that up and we don't ever talk about it again? But no, you're right. I probably do get more emotional this time of year. So I'm sorry in advance to you and all my friends.
It's almost here. I mean, it is here. It's here.
Well, luckily, you'll be busy, too, so you won't have to deal with me.
It's true.
You're probably going to fire up this week, aren't you?
I don't know. I'm getting too big a hurry.
Well, after tomorrow, it won't matter anyways.
What's today's tomorrow?
April 8th. Today's April 7th.
Yeah, what's April 8th?
The rapture, remember?
Oh, yeah, the eclipse.
No, the rapture.
I prefer to call it the eclipse, but there are some that says, yeah, tomorrow. There's a good chance, I guess, going by your theory that this episode never even sees the light of day. We can do whatever we want because no one's ever going to hear it because the rapture already happened. And I assume there's no power in the rapture.
Do you want to take that risk?
Just say all the nasty stuff we've been suppressing for years.
Yeah. Throw a couple racial slurs.
All the beep those out Chandlers. I would certainly not go to racial slurs.
I know there's there's a couple out there you've been wanting to say. Now's your chance.
Slurs?
Yeah.
No, there hasn't been any. I've been
take the risk.
It's a risk-reward scenario. Classic.
Racial slurs?
No.
I was going to say, there's not a whole lot of reward.
When you bet on the rapture, since there's not much after that, that's the ultimate bet, right? So if you have it convinced in your mind the rapture's here, you're going to live. Some people are going to live a little differently than they were going to if they didn't think the rapture was coming.
Tonight wouldn't be a bad night to say some prayers. You never know.
Well, every night's a good night for that.
Oh, I agree. But, I mean, I'm saying when they're calling for the rapture, when, Jim Flowers says there's an 80% chance of rapture, You might as well hedge your bet. Hedge your bets a little bit.
Does it work like that, though? Think about it. So the rapture happens, right?
Okay.
And people are lined up at the pearly gates. And they get to whoever, whatever this person's name is. It's like, it says here, I see here you prayed one time in the last 25 years, and it was last night.
For the Powerball. Oh, and it's the last time for the rapture.
And you threw in at the end, if the rapture happens, please save me. Do you feel you're a real Christian? Well, I don't know. Yeah, man. You prayed one time.
Standing up here, aren't I?
You did a just-in-caser. I don't know if just-in-casers work.
What's all this all-forgiving and love-me-no-matter-what bullshit if you're just going to judge me here at the gates?
Like when he says the prayer for the rapture after his Powerball prayer, it kind of tails off, you know? Lord, if you're real, please just help me win the Powerball and also save my soul if the rapture is real.
If it's real.
They play it back to you up there. You just get red-faced. I don't know what to tell you.
And was that a fart at the end? What happened there?
It's too late now. Do what you will.
You're out on the rapture, though, right?
I'm pretty sure it's just the moon covering up the sun. Going to cast a little bit of shade for just a couple minutes. I don't know why this would signal the rapture, but there are some people convinced. I'm not out on the rapture. I think it's going to happen at some point, but I don't know why it would just come with the eclipse. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So you live in today like it's rapture day?
No.
Is it rapture day the day before the rapture? Because you really can't do anything fun on the rapture. So would the day before be called rapture day? Or do you have to call rapture day the day of the rapture? And if that's the case, what would you name the day before when you go buck wild? Because you know we go buck wild.
Well, we're going to go buck wild pre-rapture day.
Like if you knew for sure the rapture. I mean, you wouldn't do anything illegal because that's going to be pretty... That's going to work against you come...
Sacrilegious.
Well, it's going to come work against you come rapture time. Right?
Right.
You're not going to go rape and pillage, but you're not going to wear a seatbelt. You know?
No.
Live a little wild.
I don't think it says anything about seatbelts in the good book.
That's what I mean. You're going to live a little wild.
Probably just, I don't play with the child.
Might try and swallow grapes whole. You know, instead of chewing them up. Worried about choking. Not to worry about that when the rapture's here.
Wouldn't you just want to make as much love as possible?
Yeah, you think, we're kind of on the wrong side for that, but do you think, even if the rapture's coming, there would still be an excuse why we couldn't make as much love as possible?
I don't think so. As long as you don't do it to a man. That's it says that in the book.
No, I don't mean from our side. I mean from our significant others.
Oh. We're going to
have... I just got a headache.
It's the rapture. The
rapture, man. This is it.
Are you serious?
I don't know. My tummy's bubbling. It's the rapture. If not now, when? Et tu, Brute.
Hey, unfortunately, I got to pause real fast.
And spend the whole last day just pouting. That's rapture.
Glad it's coming.
But you spend the whole... We got to have a name for the day before the rapture. Your Buck Wild Day. I don't know what that name would be.
The Clapture.
Ah, because you're just going to be clapping cheeks.
It's clapping cheeks all day.
Yeah, so anyway, your old lady's got the tummy gurgles or the headache or just too tired, you know, whatever. And then you spend the whole last day pouting.
Well, that's probably what would happen.
That's the Clapture. As a married man.
Probably just go hunting, right?
I don't know. Are you wasting meat at that point, though? Can you in good conscience harvest the animal knowing you're not going to be around to eat it?
Well, you eat the backstraps.
Right there?
I'd probably just cut them out and cook them. Is that illegal?
Well, no, but I mean, if it's the Clapture, your last meal is just going to be a backstrap.
What would you want yours to be?
I don't know. Probably going to have a lot of sugar in it. A lot of fat and sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go with all the goodies.
Cheesecake.
Probably bacon-wrapped cheesecake, which probably would be good if you had the bacon crispy.
Bacon-wrapped cheesecake?
It's the Clapture, probably. I've never had it, but...
There's nothing that makes you want to make love the rest of the day, like polishing off a bacon.
Well, no, you're already pouting, so now you're stress-eating because you're sad.
Just sitting there smacking your belly going, ugh.
when's this happening, huh, baby? It's like, no, literally, I have the tummy gurgles from the bacon wrapped cheesecake
that you insisted that we eat,
and the quadruple bypass cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers we've been eating.
Ah, the clapture.
I'd probably have a really good, real nasty, nasty cheeseburger on the clapture.
Just a big gooey, ooey gooey one.
I have to eat it with a fork.
Yeah.
Because everything's so soft with grease.
Feel like a cuck, though, right? Eating a cheeseburger with a fork?
No, I've done it before.
Did you feel like
a cuck? Well, I had to because you build it too big. I did not feel like a cuck. I'm not saying it felt right. But if you're eating in front of people, I mean, you have some responsibility to not look like a total slob, right?
Funny you say that. I was craving a hangover burger last night, so that's what I made for supper.
We're going to have burgers for supper tonight.
Nice.
Pretty excited.
We usually
just set the beef out of the freezer.
Usually do steaks on Sunday, Sunday steak night.
Yeah, could do that too, I guess. If it wasn't so damn windy, I mean, I like a good pan-fried steak. That's probably still the best way to prepare them, next to maybe sous vide.
My sous vide, then I do the sear.
I don't have a sous vide machine. So you see how that's a problem to sous vide stuff.
You can use mine. Just come by around 5 or 6 o'clock. They'll be good to go.
The machine?
No.
We get to eat around midnight. Bless your heart. I should be done with it around 6.
Your kids don't have school on Mondays. It'll be fine.
Fair enough, I guess. Yeah, we're going to do burgers tonight. Pretty excited.
I would be too. You going to dress them all up? You going to do the eggs and the bacon? Peanut butter?
I think I am going to do some jalapeno bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I love that jalapeno bacon.
You said your kids like the spicy stuff too, right?
Yeah, but not too much. I mean, they say they like spicy stuff.
We complain because
turns out they don't have the biggest spice tolerance.
You know, it's pretty ironic. You and I complain that, you know, about the clapture, we're not going to be getting any because our wives have the bubble guts, and all we do is talk about how spicy we make our food all the time.
I really tame it down when I'm cooking for the family.
Because you're trying to get some all the
and
time?
And then I'll spice my own meal up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my spice comes afterwards. A
lot of white pepper.
Almost all of it. Not really. A little spicier than that, but.
Go ape shit for wild.
I do like white pepper.
I don't know what white pepper is. I assume just black pepper, but it's albino.
It has a more peppery taste and smell to it. It's big in Asian cooking. But to me, it's not as spicy as black pepper.
Cajun cooking.
Are they big on white pepper?
The Cajuns?
I thought you said Cajuns.
No, said the Cajuns.
Is that a combination of homosexuals and Asians?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
They call themselves Cajuns.
Go to Google right now. Type in Cajuns.
We'll pass on that.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Say, that sounds risky.
I've never actually Googled it before, but yeah, I will.
Right. I will on the other side, for sure.
Okay, I will on the other side. I'll show you some pictures.
Think that's a real word?
I don't know. Hopefully I didn't just come up with it. There's no way I just came up with it.
I don't think you just came up with it. I think you've been searching it in your past. I mean, I think it's on your hot list.
My dark history?
Your usual table, Logan, and it's just Gajian videos.
It's just nothing but Gajians.
Yeah, which I'm sure would be hot if you're into that sort of thing.
I don't think it would trip my trigger. Actually, I know it wouldn't trip my trigger.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned on the think part there.
I misspoke.
I don't know. If today is the clapture, I don't think it's going to be that great a day.
We're not off to a good start.
Because we're doing this? We love doing this.
Well, I do love doing this. Love having a drink with my buddy. So, yeah, I guess this would be a good way to start the day.
It's a good way. I mean, it can only go down from here.
But there's ways that we need to prepare whenever we get home. We're going to be 2 or 3 really shitty bourbons deep. So that's going to be a bummer.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this bourbon, which we can't reveal till the other side.
But no, but for those
this you, is one I've been putting off for a long time.
For those of you diehards out there that really follow along with what we say, this is one that Reb and I have been avoiding and avoiding and avoiding. And now it's, for some reason, he grabbed it off the shelf. So I guess it's time.
It's been sitting on that shelf by itself. Like an unwanted stepchild for months, right?
Right.
Just staring at us, saying, why am I not good enough? And today we're going to tell it why it's not good enough, because we're going to try it.
I don't even want to do a bourbon review today if this is one we're going to do. I was really hoping you were going to accidentally break it.
And it's not like it's some $5 plastic bottled whiskey that was dust covered on the back of a liquor shelf. We'd gladly drink those.
Yeah, it looks cool.
This probably wasn't even cheap, but it's just got to be nasty.
The only problem is I've got a belly full of stimulants and supplements right now.
From working out earlier?
Yeah, dude. I'm tweaked.
I don't know, man. You ever worry, like, some of that stuff may not be good for you? I mean, the working out part obviously is good for you, but...
No, I've never once thought about that.
It's like, do people just go work out without putting a bunch of random non-FDA approved chemicals in their body just by the description on the back? It's like, do you want to burn 1,010 times more fat? I'm like, yeah. Do you want to be so freaking amped you put up 700 pounds on bench press? I'm like, yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, that's what they're telling you on the back of these.
On like the infomercials and stuff, how they suck me in. Now, I did a little reading on the website. It said that you could stack them all together, no big deal.
Is this when you start calling yourself Peptide Piet?
I've got that wrote down, actually. Peptides.
Well, yeah, you told me you wanted to go by Peptide Piet.
I think I'll start going by Peptide Piet.
I didn't know you were so big into peptides
right now. I don't really know what a peptide is. I think it's
just a building block of an amino acid.
I think it's just good for like hair growth and stuff, right?
Peptide chains to build certain proteins.
Is there a lot of peptides out there?
Oh, I imagine there's countless.
Countless peptides? I wonder which peptide I'd be.
You start reading through peptide names, man, people can go to sleep. You know how when like scientists name things?
Peptides for men. Men's Redwood bundle. I bet you those are the ones that... They're right here. It says testosterone and Redwood. Yeah, I'll get some of those. And there's boner pills right below that. Peptide's good for boners?
I guess.
You're kind of where I go for a lot of knowledge.
I told you what peptides are. I mean, they're it takes a bunch of peptides, make amino acids. Amino acids.
Real vague.
They're building blocks of amino acids, and amino acids are building blocks of proteins. So, I mean, it's just, the chain, man.
You're just regurgitating shit that you saw from Dr. Drew or heard from Dr. Drew.
Is he still around?
Yeah. Bigger than ever.
Oh, he's on the reels all the time now.
Dude, he's in super good shape.
Why is he so yoked?
Yeah, he's super good shape.
Is it peptides?
Him and his wife just started having strictly anal sex.
Did he give a reason?
I don't know about that. But I know that's like...
There's something going on with the other spot.
That's their thing now. Which, I mean, good for them.
Like, she have an infection or something?
I don't know, man. I didn't look that far into it.
Well, it just seems like a big leap to go strictly.
I'll tell you.
We're on the wrong side for all
after
that.
After we give him some music, we get to the other side. I will I'll look up why Dr. Drew is strictly only playing the back nine.
What a stance to take.
Why would you announce that?
Exactly. She's just some backdoor Betty, and that's, I don't know.
Backdoor Betty.
That's quite a stance to take. I don't quite get it, but I'm sure. Is he even a real doctor?
Oh.
He might be. Is it Dr. Phil that's not a real doctor? One of those guys that calls himself doctor something, supposedly isn't even a doctor.
Dude, this is hilarious. I just typed in Dr. Drew anal sex.
You're probably going to get some AI videos,
this
man.
Is the first ones that pop up. Dr. Drew holds nothing back, speaks on eating ass.
We're on the wrong side.
Dr. Savage Love. Oh, yeah, I can't read.
Is that a nickname he gave himself? Does he have that tattooed across his back?
Someone says the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I know how they spelled but.
You know exactly. And you know how they spelled whole. There's no W.
Mm-mm.
They're awesome. Okay, give us some music.
I can't imagine a doctor wrote these, right? Do you think as soon as he got yoked, the first thing he did was get a full back tattoo that says Savage Love?
Savage Love is pretty cool.
Because when people get yoked, especially him, which is probably for the first time, they start, doing things to their body, inking it up, mm-hmm. tearing sleeves off,
oh yeah,
shortening t-shirts, tightening pants. You know what I mean?
Just crop tops?
Just to show more muscle.
Yeah, because he's probably, 60 years old?
Well, it starts with taking the sleeves off the shirt.
Of course.
But that isn't good enough. So then you have to cut them inside your shoulder bulge, right? Because you just take it off at the seam, they can't see your delts and then your big shoulder. You know what I mean?
The side of your nipple.
Yeah. And so then you cut them all the way in. Pretty soon there's only a spaghetti string between your pecs.
Well, that way you can see everybody's ribcage tattoos.
It is. You could graph it out. The more jacked someone gets.
You ever wonder why people get like ribcage tattoos and then it's always writing? And then you have to cock your head to read it. And usually you can't even read it anyways.
I assume just on a dare.
You think that's what it is?
Why else would you get a ribcage tattoo?
Thinks people just lost a bet.
Have to be, right? I bet if you set someone down that was familiar with it like us and say, okay, someone is, and you had a little picture graph there of 0% yoked to 100% yoked.
Mm-hmm.
100% yoked or your Mr. Olympias, right?
Right.
Where they're just nothing but muscle.
Oh, yeah.
And then you say, all right, someone's 40% yoked. You could draw a pretty good shirt or a shirt that would represent what they would wear to the gym pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Or 60% yoked or 30, 20%.
I think you get to a certain point where guys don't wear shirts to the gym, though.
Well, I think that's when you get the spaghetti. They still have to be wearing a shirt for this purpose.
I work out in a hoodie, so where does that put me?
0% yoked.
0%.
Or is that the ultimate boss? So, like, you've been yoked so long, you're tired of all the spaghetti string shirts, and then you go full hoodie.
No, I think I'm just at a point where I don't want to take off my hoodie yet.
Because of the weather, mostly.
Mainly because of the weather.
You're not going to be working out in a hoodie in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Is your shed air conditioned?
No, not yet.
Is it going to be?
It will be.
Because that place is really going to start to stank. As many guys as you... many people as you guys have going through that shed to work out right now.
If by that you mean me and my wife.
I thought my brother was going.
He hadn't gone in weeks.
I thought Cubby went.
Every now and then, but especially not now that he has a kid. Congratulations, Cubby, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, Cubby. Awesome.
They just had a baby girl yesterday.
The first baby for them.
Their very first baby. Little Mia.
Exciting.
It is.
All right. We better give them some music, get to the other side. Get into this swill that I am not looking forward to and start our show.
Such a cool bottle, too.
Yeah, I have a feeling they just wasted it on what they put inside.
I think you're probably right.
Nothing can waste a cool bottle like the juice you put inside.
Shitty swill.
Yeah. All right, guys. This week on Red Dirt Recommendations.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go. Let's boogaloo till we puke.
Coming off the Patreon wire, our old buddy Jake Riley. He wanted to hear Owen Knapp, Senseless Goodbyes. Thank you, Jake. That was a good song.
It was a good song. I downloaded it.
Just a classic old easy breezy song.
He must know that guy because he has one song on iTunes.
Well,
and it came out this year.
He better start making more because he's getting ready to get big now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just made another.
That boy's about to blow.
Put another mark on the wall. We just made another artist.
All right. This week for my Red Dirt recommendation, I'm bringing it back. One of your favorite country artists. I'm going with Mr. Waylon Jennings, Omaha.
Nice. Some things to find. Wrote my thumb to San Francisco. I worked down by the bay. Got some schooling paid for by the law. The hardest thing I learned there was there ain't no easy way to get ahead behind those county walls. So it's so long, County. Love Smoylan Jennings. And to wrap up, Red Dirt Recommendations, also off the Patreon wire.
Omaha shithole.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Nebraska, am I right?
Right. You get
it. Goodness. Ben Nindick. He wants to hear Rock and Roll. Shoot, I forgot.
The Lowdown Drifters.
Well, he was rock and roll with rodeo belt buckle. A local hero with a troubled soul. He couldn't hang around this town and drown. Fired up his truck and headed downtown. Signed his name on the line and said, let's rock and roll. I can't stay here anymore.
Oh yeah, the Lowdown Drifters. See, I forgot to write it down. That's why I didn't write it down, because how could you forget the Lowdown Drifters? The
Lowdown Drifters kick ass.
They do, and so's that song.
So does Ben Nine Dick.
So does Ben Nine Dick.
Benign Dick.
I don't know. I'd just stick with a nine. That's a name that commands authority, right?
Wouldn't a benign...
Back in the old days when you just assigned people last names, you can assume, I mean, I'm sure this would be several generations ago for him.
Somebody's family was stacked?
Yeah. And they're like, because they have everyone all stripped down anyway.
Oh, yeah.
For the naming ceremony. That's how you get your last name.
Really?
Probably. We're talking 500, 600, 700 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, probably 500 years ago. No? Yeah.
Whoa.
Before then, people on first name basis.
Well, a couple hundred years ago, didn't a lot of the immigrants change their names whenever they got to New York?
Well, yeah, but this one goes back to the old country, Nine Dick. Anyway, they have everyone naked, and then you have your normal last names, and then his great-great-great-great-great-great, several more great-grandfathers come through, and they write down Nine Dick. I'm not going to tell you why, but you can figure it out.
We have some assumptions.
They got some big ones.
We knew a guy in college at Northwest. He was a black guy, and his last name was Kitchen. Where do you think he got that?
Mm-hmm. Where do you think?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say his name was Ten Dick or something.
No, his last name was Kitchen. He told us where he thinks he got it.
Hmm.
He was a really cool guy. I'm not being racist.
No, my gosh. You shouldn't do that. All right, guys, we got to wrap up this free side for you freeloaders, but the good news is we're going to the other side where all the fun happens. Hopefully we've teased you into joining us, and if you want to, all you have to do is on that Patreon app under Looking Glass Podcast, you just have to give them a little bit of information, mostly how you're going to pay for this. Pick a tier, any tier. That's it. Your part's over. The rest is on our shoulders, and it's a heavy burden, but one we gladly bear. Bringing you shits and giggles for the next 3 hours. And we hope you make the right choice.
We hope you shit and giggle.
The only choice. The American choice. Unless you're from somewhere other than America, then insert your country there.
Give us your hard-earned money.
And come join us. But we got to go. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your
girl.
Eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. Came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear it couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
goes down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.